بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا سمعتم المؤذن فقولوا مثل ما يقول ثم صلوا علي فإنه من صلى علي صلاة صلى الله عليه بها عشرا ثم سلوا الله لي الوسيلة فإنها منزلة في الجنة لا تنبغي إلا لعبد من عباد الله وأرجو أن أكون أنا هو فمن سأل لي الوسيلة حلت له الشفاعة رواه مسلم. Continue the hadith, the discussion which we began yesterday. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu anhuma narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that when you hear the muazzin that is calling out the adhan, then repeat the words as the muazzin is saying it. This we touched on yesterday. This means that don't wait for the whole adhan to be completed and thereafter repeat, but phrase by phrase, as the muazzin is saying the words of the adhan, listen to this attentively and repeat it. This is a sabak of tawheed and a sabak of iman, a reminder of the oneness of Allah and the shahadat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that forms the fundamental basis of belief of Islam. So azan is not just a call to prayer, it's a reaffirmation of our tawheed, it's a declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. And it is da'watu tamma, it's a complete da'wat and invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, in the azan, the expressions hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, we are required based on other ahadith, not this one. In another hadith, we are told that to say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Once the azan has been completed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, thumma sallu alayya. Thereafter, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This in itself is a very, very great act which should form a part of our lives. Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he will be closest to me. He will be closest to me on the day of judgment. Who will send the most salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So after every azan, when we respond to the words of the muazzin, and thereafter we send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith also, one great virtue of salawat is mentioned. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا. That person who will send salawat and durood upon me once, Allah will send salawat upon him 10 times. This we mentioned yesterday also, that salawat in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means nuzulur rahmah. Allah ta'ala sends down his mercy upon that person who will send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the protocol of shariat, man ja'a bil hasana, فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. That person who does one minimum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him 10. So, عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will send one salawat 10 times. Allah ta'ala will send salawat upon you. Up to this point we discussed yesterday. Thereafter, we are taught in this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has requested us to make one dua. Thumma salullaha li al-wasila. He said, thereafter, ask Allah Ta'ala for me, that is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala grants me wasila. Now this, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask you and I to make dua for him, this is an expression of the great humility and unassuming nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he requested us to ask Allah Ta'ala on his behalf. This is also a display of his neediness, reliance dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one point we need to understand that He does not need our du'as. This is actually for our benefit. And secondly, what is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking us? That ثُمَّ سَلُوا اللَّهَ لِي الْوَسِيلَ, on my behalf, ask Allah Ta'ala to grant me wasila. Now this term wasila that is found in this hadith, what is meant by it? Ulama Ikram explain, if you break this word wasila down, it breaks down to the root words waw, seen and lam. And wasala, what it means is drawing near, where it refers to nearness and closeness. In hadith it is mentioned, it is a rank in Jannat, wasila is a rank in Jannat, above which there is no other rank. In other words, one is, wasila is a station, a position, and there is indication that it is qurb, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, ultimate proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To contextualize this, ulama explain it like this. They say, imagine every rank in Jannat, every garden, every palace, every level, every maqam, how vast is Jannat? Inna lil jannati mi'ata daraja. وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اِجْتَمَعُوا فِي إِحْدَاهُنَّ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ. It's mentioned, the riwayat of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that in Jannat there are 100 ranks. In other words, 100 stations, one above the other. How vast is this? He said, if the whole alam, that is the entire universe, had to be placed in just one rank, from one rank to the next rank, لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ, the one rank of Jannat would be larger than the entire alam. So, every maqam, every station, every position in Jannat, above all that, there is one station called wasila. فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. In this hadith, which we are currently discussing, Rasulullah ﷺ said, it is a manzil, a place, a maqam of ultimate proximity in Jannat. لا تنبغي إلا لعبد من عباد الله. Allah has reserved this particular position, higher than which there is no position in Jannat. It has been reserved for one slave of Allah only. One soul, one beloved, one chosen one. One individual only. So what is this? In reality, the greatest qurb and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and logically, greatest position, greatest qurb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be for the one who knew Allah the best, loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, feared Allah Ta'ala the most, worshipped Him the most perfectly. His heart was filled only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inni akhshakum lillah wa atqakum lahu. He said, no one amongst you has khashiyat for Allah like myself, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one amongst you has taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides myself, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. This is a special, reserved, unique station, position, maqam in Jannat, which Allah has reserved for only one creation, only one individual. وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَا هُوَ. And I have this hope. Now this word raja, or hope, or maybe, or perhaps, expressions like that, ulama say in Quran and Hadith, when it refers to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, doesn't carry the meaning of raja and hope, but it carries the meaning of wujub. Without a doubt, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of his humility, is saying, "Wa arju an akuna ana huwa." I hope that I am that person. But it means with certainty, Allah Ta'ala has promised this particular position to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Coming back to the hikmat and wisdom of why, after the responding to the azan, we are required to send salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that after every azan, after having sent salawat upon me, ask Allah Ta'ala to grant me wasila. Now why? He has already been promised wasila, but why are you and I, the ummah, being asked and told to make this dua on behalf of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The hikmat and wisdom of it, ulama ikram have mentioned 4 or 5 points. One is that our tongues remain moist with the mention of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we take his name, we are the ones that are benefiting. Secondly, the heart remains attached to the rank and station and position of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, we are affirming his maqam, his status, his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a practical mashq, training which occurs. Our souls are trained to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And minimum 5 times a day, our connection to him is renewed. Because azan, in reality, is not just a call to salah, but it is a call to renew our loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah. So we are not only renewing our tawheed and our declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, but in that azan we are reaffirming our loyalty and pledging that we will follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you look at this, he says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that فَمَنْ سَأَلَ لِي الْوَسِيلَةِ حَلَّتْ لَهُ الشَّفَاءَ. رواه مسلم. The last part of the hadith, he says, that person who will fulfill this, fulfill what? Respond to the azan and thereafter send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thereafter ask Allah Ta'ala on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to grant Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam this maqam and station of wasila. So he says that person who does this, halat lahu shafa'a, my intercession becomes halal for him. In other words, what we are told, you make one brief dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which in reality he doesn't really need. Allah has already granted him that position. But you make this one brief dua, and he promises you in return for it to remember you on a day when people will be forgotten, when the whole world will be forgotten. You mention him after azan, he will mention you on the day of judgment. So this is an indication of the mercy and rahmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ فَمَنْ سَأَلَ لِيَ الْوَسِيلَةَ حَلَّتْ لَهُ الشَّفَاعَةَ. So he says, those who will do this, my sifarish and intercession will become halal for them on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah.